This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
Where righteousness dwells, from 2 Peter 3. In keeping with this promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, where righteousness dwells. If you read the obituaries in your local news, you will notice that they often contain down-to-earth notions of the future. Many mention singing and reunions in heaven. Others mention fishing or hunting, and one that I read recently imagined a departed golfer reserving a tea time for his friends. But have you ever seen an obituary that rejoices in finally being in a place where everything lines up with God's righteousness? The mysterious way things are really supposed to be? It seems we imagine future blessing is only an extension of what we enjoy best now. Why not think of the future as an end to all that is wrong in the world around us, and beyond our imagining? Next time you are frustrated by unfairness, by a coworker who pushes you around, by a car that will not start on a cold morning, and especially by sin, pain, illness, and wrong, think of Peter's words. There is a place in our future with God, a new heaven and a new earth, where righteousness dwells. Peter sums up rich, comforting promises that stretch from the words of Genesis to Revelation. Sorrow and suffering will end. Tears will be wiped away. People and their situations will be aligned with true righteousness and justice forever. That day, when things will indeed be all right, is a day to long for eagerly.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.